because Dan Brown has done so much research, things are introduced that we don't know about, like canonization of the Bible. We know what that is. We've heard of it. But we don't really know what happened and when it happened. So when he puts it clear down in the 4th century as being that was when canonization happened, we assume that it's right. And actually, canonization of the Bible, the Old Testament was canonized before Jesus was born, and the final part, the Gospels and the New Testament, were done probably 100 years after Jesus' birth, actually. They were listed as having those books in public places. So at least 23 of the 27 books of the Gospel were listed as being actual books of the Bible by that time. What Dan Brown says is that they weren't canonized until actually 423 A.D. when Constantine had them done. Well, you know, we don't know about Constantine, but we've heard of Constantine, and we don't know about the Council of Nicaea. But Dan Brown says that's when canonization happened, and that's not true. So it's mixing two facts together that make a lie. So it's kind of fictionalizing history rather than being historical fiction.